Perek Shmini Kol Basar Chulin.
Akuf Gimel Amud Beis. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. That's the eighth perek. Perek Shmini Kol HaBasar. It's an expression from Tanakh. So we know that the pasuk appears three times in Chumash Lo Sevash Al Gedi B'Chalei Vimo. The original pasuk only talks about cooking. You're not allowed to cook basa b'cholav. The original pasuk says B'Chalei Vimo, the milk from its own mother. What if you cook flesh and the milk from a different mother? So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, it's also prohibited. What if you have, you're cooking chicken with milk, and the chicken never has any milk? Chicken doesn't have any milk. So maybe chicken is not an Issa Basa B'cholav, they're Issa. Or the pasuk says, L'Sabashal Gidi. So we know that there is Behema Chai V'Yoifa, three different kinds of animals. Al Pidin, there are differences. The differences between Behema and Chaya. Take, for example, the exact same Chalev in an animal that's a Behema is also with an Issa Koris. And in a Chaya, it's Mutter. There is no Issa Chalev in a Chaya. No, Nevela, you have both, Behema and Chaya. You have a din of Nevela. Shechita is chal both on a Behema and a Chaya. But the din of Chelev only applies, if it's Behema. Or let's say Kisui Adam. Kisui Adam only applies Chaya V'yof. Behema doesn't need Kisui Adam. Or when you shecht the Behema, you have to give Zrola Chayayim V'hakeva. We don't do it in America. We rely, Rashi learns on the Gemara, we rely on the Tana. Tosfos says there never was such a Tana. But Rashi says, we rely on the Tana who holds that Zerah L'Chaim HaKeva doesn't apply in Chutz Lords. But in Eretz Yisrael, he's supposed to give Zerah L'Chaim HaKeva to HaKoyin. So that din only applies. That's called Matonis. Matonis. Zerah L'Chaim HaKeva is one of the 24. So the din of Matonis only applies to Behema. Doesn't apply if it's a Chayim. The difference is between Behema and Chai. So if you have a pasuk that says Lo Sevashal Gedi, so we darshan Gedi is labdafke any Behema. What about Chaya also? If you have deer's meat, then you're going to cook it with milk. Is that also basa b'cholav? So mid the rabbanah for sure it's basa b'cholav. The question is, will it be basa b'cholav deraisa basa b'cholav rabbanah? What's the difference? Orthodox people observe dinim derabbanon to the same extent as we observe dinim deraisa by their conservative. So that's how they start off. It's only the rabbanon, so we have a right to abolish the din derabbanon. So goodbye. So we knock off all the dinim derabbanon. But if you're dealing with orthodox people, what's the difference whether it's basa b'cholav deraisa, basa b'cholav derabbanon? So the Mishnah has later, and the Rambam Shulchan Aruch quote basa b'cholav deraisa. There are three prohibitions we paskin: asa b'achila, asa b'hanah, and asa b'bishul. All three. Even though the pasuk only says lo sevashel, but the Torah Shabbat Peh figured out that it's even aser b'hanah and it's even aser b'achila, even though it's not explicit. And basa b'cholav rabbanon is only aser b'achila. It's muta b'bishul and it's muta b'hanah. Rav Soloveitchik said that someone was once in the army, a religious Jew was in the army, and they assigned him to cook in the kitchen, and they wanted him to cook basa b'cholav for all the goyish soldiers. So he told them, if they tell you to cook chicken with butter, that's mutter. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to cook it. But if they want you to cook meat with butter, so that you're not allowed to, even though the goyim are going to eat it, even though it's nevela meat. If they ask you to cook chazer with butter, so chazer is behemoth meya, so that's not basa b'cholav. Chazer and butter, you're allowed to cook. But to cook flesh with butter, even though it's nevela meat, so that you're not allowed to cook. That's basa b'cholav deraisa.
What's the difference between a nevela and a taifa?
In other words, I don't understand. Min tamei, not a trefa. Trefa means I shechted it, but it has a sirch on the lung. It has a broken leg. It has a hole in the kishke. Didn't have a proper shechita. So nevela trefa of a kosher animal is subject to basa b'cholav. But if it's a min tamei, if it's a chazara, or elephant, or horse meat, a donkey, a mule meat, or something like that, behemet tamei, so that's not basa b'cholav deraisa.
Isn't it
so that's a machlekes hatanoim. Machleik is by the office the Raisa the Rabban. Right, there's a line in we'll see. The Gemara says we're going to get to it. The Gemara says you don't have to wait 6 hours between chicken and milk. So Tyson says why? Because he holds that chicken is only the Rabbanon, and waiting 6 hours is only the Rabbanon. So it's like a gzera, too much of a chum. So then Tyson says, but we don't paskin like that. So what does it mean? We don't pass like that. We don't hold like that. So there's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. So many say we don't hold like that. We hold that ofen chicken, ofen milk is their isa. Ofen milk is their isa. That's why we don't pass like that. Most of the pasukim hold no. Chicken and milk is only the rabbanon, but you still say you have to wait 6 hours. But some of the achronim say when Tosfos says we don't paskin like that, that's the Tosfos on kuf dalet amid beis, the bottom ofer gvina. So some say the pshat and the Tosfos is that we don't paskin like that means because we hold that chicken and milk is their isa. So therefore you have to wait 6 hours.
How do they get it to the rice in that pasuk?
It's a machlokes hatanoim. Whether you say lo sevasha gedi, gedi means any flesh, even oaf and even chaya. What are you saying? No, oaf and chaya is only the rabban. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds there isn't even an isa the rabbanon. The Gemara says, "But mekomo shel Rabbi Yosef Glili, how you ochlim b'sar oif b'cholov." In his community, even years after he died, the balabatim followed his psak. He was the mar d'asra. And even though he was outvoted by all the other Tanaim, but he was the Mar d'Asra, so like the Gemara says, and all the Machloikas in Beishamai, Bisil, Beishamai were outvoted, so no one's allowed to follow Beishamai, but those who were Talmidim of Beishamai followed their Rebbe. Everyone is supposed to follow his Rebbe Muvak. As far as those who are neither Talmidim of Beishamai nor Talmidim of Beisilo, so they're supposed to follow the majority of things. And the majority was the Beisilo. But if I'm a Talmud of this Talmud Chacham, and he's entitled to his opinion, so I have the right to follow his opinion even years after he died. So that's Rabbi Yosef Glili, who's the Mar d'Asra in his city. So even years after he died, they always continued to eat b'sarayf b'cholav. The Gemara says they were not punished; they were doing kedin. B'mekomosh Rabbi Lezer, we learned years ago, and we learned Masechah Shabbos Rabbi Lezer de Milo. So Lezer ben Hurkanus always had different opinions, and we usually don't accept his opinion. The Gemara says Rabbi Lezer Shamutu, he was from the Beis Shammai. So we usually don't accept his opinion. So he had a unique opinion when the baby was born on Shabbos and the bris is scheduled for next Shabbos. And not only are you permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to do the actual bris is a malacha, even to carry the knife and even to manufacture the knife and to make a fire, to melt the metal, a whole chad gad yadir. To break up branches, to make a fire, to melt the metal, to manufacture a knife, a whole story. He allows everything. So we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. It's Chilul Shabbos. But the Gemara said, but become a Rabbi Lezer in his city. Even years after he died, he was Mar d'Asra, so they followed all of his psalkim, Melekul, Ben Chumer. He used to be Mechal Shabbos, and they were never punished. They were not punished for it. Other Rabbi, the Gemara says, when the Roman government made Gzeres Hashmad, not permitting the Jews to observe Mila, in his city, the Gzeres didn't apply, because they were Mahadir on the Mila, to show how chosh of the mitzvah Mila was, that it's even Deich HaShabbos, and all the Machshire Mila. So that was an ongoing machlokes hatanoim, where the bisar oif becholov is asa min haTorah or hetagomer, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef Glili. We paskin that chicken and milk is the rabbanon. But chaya, that's a steer in the Rambam. In one place, the Rambam writes that if you cook deer meat with milk, it's an isa deraisa. That's how we assume Shulchan Aruch. Chicken is the rabbanon. But deer's meat with milk is an isa deraisa. And the other place, the Rambam puts them both together. Chaya v'yofa, both midirabon. The Shach points out the stira in the Rambam. So stira. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mamrim. Rambam writes that Bezdin in every generation has the right to paskin whatever they think is correct. And then he said, every Bezna has the right to make Zeres the Rabbanon. Then he asked the Kasha, how can a Bezna have the right to make a Zeres the Rabbanon? The Shas is full of millions and millions of Zeres the Rabbanon. Isn't there a prohibition of Baltosif? You're not allowed to add on to the Torah. So the Rambam answers, the big Shaila, the Rishonim have a big dispute. How does any Bezna have authority to make a Zeres the Rabbanon? Why isn't it a violation of Baltosif? So the Rambam sheet is, Rambam writes, if the Bezna would have said that this is an Issa Deraisa, that would have been if they mislead the people into believing that it's an Issa Deraisa, that's a violation of Baltais. But if they tell you, no, this is Basa B'cholav Deraisa, and this is only Basa B'chol Rabbanon, then there's no violation of Baltais. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. And the Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. The Rabbi says it sounds like the Rambam holds you're not allowed to fool the public, and the Rabbi holds you're allowed to fool the public. That's what Absolution says. It doesn't make sense. What do you mean? Machlek is the Rambam and the Rabbi, they're allowed to fool the public. And the Rambam holds that it's an Issa to fool them. So it's a different Issa. Sherry says, it's an Issa to fool anybody to tell a lie. What do you need a new Issa over here? And the Rabbi holds, you are allowed to fool the public. The whole thing is very strange. He said, He heard from his grandfather Rab Chaim that that's not the machlokes. That's not the machlokes. The Rambam meant to say you're not allowed to be machmer on a din de rabbanon to the same extent as one is machmer on a din de rais. If you want to introduce a din de rabbanon, you must introduce kulas. That's why we have a rule: sveka de raisa luchum, sveka de rabbanon lekula. You're not allowed to introduce a din de raisa with the same chaymer hadin as a din de rabbanon. And the Raiva disagrees, and he says, "No, we're not talking about fooling the public. No one's fooling. Not allowed to fool the public about anything. Got to say everything straight." The Rama meant to say, "You're not allowed to introduce a din de rabbanon with the same chaymer hadin." And the Raiva says, "No, but so many times the Gemara will say something as a din de rabbanon, but you have an asmachta in a pasuk." So what was the significance of making an asmachta? So the Rabbit says, that's what it means. You have a right to be machmer on this din derabbanan to the same extent as a din deraisa. That's why he made an asmachta. Many achrayim have like that. They don't quote that the Rabbit. They didn't. The simple reading of the Rabbit doesn't say that. Chaim Soloveitchik interpreted that that's what the Rabbit said. That's what the Prima Godim has like that. The Beis Halevi writes like that. When you have a din derabbanan that has an asmachta and a pasuk, you have a right to treat it like a din deraisa to be machmer. You should say Safik Darabana Lakulam. So the Rambam, when he gives the mashal, when would the bezin be in violation of Bal Tosif? If they would tell you that chicken with milk and deer's meat with milk is a din deraisa, if they'll fool the people, that's what it sounds like. If they mislead the people into believing, or they'll be machmer and deer's meat with milk as if it would be a din deraisa, that'll be a violation of Bal Tosif. So there the Rambam gives us a mashal of Bal Tosif. He says that chicken and milk is the Rabbanon, and chay with milk is the Rabbanon. And when he has in Hilchas Macholas Asuris, he quotes the whole perek about Basa B'cholav. There he writes that chicken is the Rabbanon, but deer's meat is the Raisa. The different opinions in the Tanoim. There's one opinion that all three are the Raisa, that Behemachai V'yayf, all three are the Raisa. And then Rabbi Yosef Levi says, Oif is Het HaGomer, even with the Rabbanon there's no Issa. And we paskin men atarvid is no isim, and the rabbanon is also. And then besar chaya is a machlekes hatanaim. So it's a steer in the Rambam. The Shach points out the steer in the Rambam between hilchos macholos hasuris. Rambam forgot. He wrote that it took him forever to write the Mishnah Torah. It took him a long time. So he forgot what he wrote in one place, but he wrote the other one. It's outright contradiction. But the besar chaya with cholov is the rice of the rabbanon.
Rambam doesn't have a terrace.
No. That's a stira gluya in the Rambam. What Shaykh Hater is outright contradiction. So the Mishnah says, "Kol abasa asa levashel b'chol." You're not allowed to cook flesh with milk. Asa levashel. Levashel. The Mishnah says later on, if it's deraisa, you have all three. Osebishul israchil isanor. If it's only basa b'chol the Rabbanon, then it's muta levashel, and it's muta lehonis. It's only asa b'chila. So the Tana says, "Kol abasa asa levashel b'chol of," including chicken. And including chaya. So the Mishnah is assuming that chicken and chaya is their isa. That's how the Gemara is going to make the deal.
Sli and Bishul are considered the same thing?
That's a machloikis in Achreinen. Maybe the isa of Basa B'chalav is only loisa vashel. Maybe if you do it Sliya, maybe it's not included. Maybe frying is not included. Shveris Svaris. The Pashtus is that it is Basa B'chalav their isa. But it's a discussion Yeridayim. The discussion begins because the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin has Dav Dalid. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara has a whole discussion. How do you deal with a Kriya Ksiv? Whenever you have a Pasuk, it says one thing, and the Masorah and the text in Chumash says one thing.
And
so the Gemara has a Machlek. Do you Pasuk like the Ksiv or do you Pasuk like the Kriya? So whenever you can blend in the two together and figure out a Psak Halach based on the combination of both, Matov, that's the best thing Tosfos says there on that daf and dalet. What do you do if it's an outright contradiction? There's no way to have the two blend in together. So should you pass them like the Ksiv or should you pass them like the Kri? So that's a machlekes hatanaim. They say, Yeshem la Mikra, we follow the Kri, or Yeshem la Masoris, we follow the Masoretic text, you follow the Ksiv. So the Gemara raises an issue regarding Basa B'cholov. Some of the cases the Gemara quotes are not really a Kri Ksiv, just the way we read it, then you could have read it differently, but it's not really a Kriya Ksiv. So the Gemara said, Lo Sabashu Gedi Bachalev Imoy. It means you're not allowed to cook a Gedi with the milk of its mother. Maybe it does mean that. Maybe it means Lo Sabashu Gedi Bachalev Imoy. You're not allowed to cook a Gedi with Chalev, but with milk is mutter. So the Gemara says, no. If it's Bachalev Imoy, what does it have to do with Kriya Ksiv? The spelling is exactly the same. But still, the Gemara considers that issue. maybe even though you read it bachalevima, maybe you should interpret it as if it should be read bachalevima. Gemara says no. If it's bechelev, then you're frying it. So the word bishul is incorrect. It shouldn't say lo sevashel gadei. It should say you shouldn't do tigun. Frying is tigun. So if you're cooking the gadei flesh with chelev, so it should say you shouldn't do tigun. So the fact that it says lo sevashel shows that it's cholov. You're cooking the flesh with the milk. You're not cooking the flesh with the chelev. So some want to say, oh, you see from that Gemara that Tigun is not Basa B'chalav Deiraisa, only Bishul. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if the Pasuk means not to cook flesh with Chelev, so the Pasuk should never have used the verb Tevashel, it should have used a different verb, because you're not cooking, you're frying it in that. So that's a proof that the Pasuk is talking about milk. But once it's talking about milk, if you're going to fry it with butter, it's going to be the same Basa B'chalav Deiraisa. The Pashtus.
Bimo should tell you. Bimo, because even a male would have.
Chelev. Also good to tiny. Also good to tiny, yeah. Could be that that's the other pshat that Tesis has. But the first pshat Tesis gives is that instead of saying Tevashel, it should have said Tigun. So some Achrayim understood and misunderstood the Tesis as saying that Tigun is only the Rabban. So then once you say Tigun is only the Rabban, so it could be that that Sli is also only the Rabban. It's only the Raisa of his Bishul. It's a difficult Shveri Kula.
Pashtus is... Bishul and Afir always equated.
Also not. So maybe anything other than Bishul will only be Basa B'chol and Rabban. Shveri Svar. So let's see. So the Mishnah starts off, Kol HaBasa, all kinds of flesh. Sounds like all three. Behem Chai V'yar for all three. Basa L'Vashol B'chol, sounds like it's the Raisa. Because if it would have been the Rabbanan, the Mishnah later in the Perek will say that there's no Iser Bishul, there's no Iser Hanor, it's only Aser Bachilum. Chutz mi besar dogmim v'chagovim. If you have grasshoppers, there are kosher grasshoppers and non-kosher grasshoppers. You're talking kosher grasshoppers, so that's not fleshig, that's parva. And fish, you're permitted to cook fish with milk, and there's no Iser of Basar B'chol. That's right. That was the whole discussion.
No.
The what?
Fish is parva.
Fish is parva, yeah. So that's when the Mishnah says you're permitted to cook fish with milk. There's a different Gemara. There's a Gemara that says if you cook fish with flesh, it's a sakana for tzaras. That's what the doctors in the days of the Gemara thought, that it's a sakana for tzaras. The Mogen Avram writes... Yeah, so the Mogen Avram writes that he doesn't see that there's any sakana. The doctors of his generation, Rav Avraham lived in the late 1600s, the early 1700s, says, we haven't heard that there's any sakana, so he thinks that there's nothing wrong with having fish and flesh that are cooked together. If they're not cooked together, the stam, even in the days of the Gemara, there's not a sakana. But the women are so makbid about this, that they have to have different plates and different forks and everything different. We're supposed to be makbid about our good health. So we should be careful not to smoke and not to overeat and not to eat all this cholesterol, all these things. So you have the person, he's not going to eat the flesh with the fish with the same fork, but he's eating all the cholent, and he's 80 pounds overweight, and he's smoking cigarettes all day long. What mazeh? If you're worried about this imaginary suffix sakona that the Mogen Avram says is a joke, Mogen Avram says doesn't apply. Then Rabbi Yehuda lived after the Mogen Avram, so he says, we're not so convinced. Maybe the doctors of our generation are making a mistake. Maybe it is a sakana. Maybe it is. It's already, that if you lived in the end of the 1700s, it's already 300 years later. We still don't know what the sakana is. What's our sakana? So anyway, so that's, some are still worried about that. In Shulchan Aruch they quote, so sakana, if you eat flesh and fish that are cooked together, the doctors in the days of the Gemara, the Goyish doctors, the days of the Gemara thought that that's unhealthy. So they said you're not allowed to do that. So what's the din if it's fish that's cooked?
With the bones.
What?
Fish has these really small bones. If you're eating meat and then fish comes in, you're not going to be careful about the bones. That's what I heard.
No, the Gemara says it's sakana for tzaras, that you'll develop tzaras. So the Mogen Avraham says the doctors of our generation don't think so. The Pashto says we're supposed to do like Tatanayim. Just like the Tanaim followed the doctors of their generation, we should follow the doctors of our generation. And if the doctors of our generation say that what it says in the Gemara is not correct, it's not correct. So we shouldn't follow it. So that's a Shaila. So the So the Shachan Yeridei has a discussion, what if you have fish that's cooked in milk? If the fish is cooked with flesh, the Gemara thought that that's a sakana. What if you have fish that's cooked in milk? So some, the Beis Yosef quotes that some say that's also a sakana. So the Shach said that's a misprint. There is no such thing. Fish and milk, there never was a sakana. People fry fish all the time with butter. So they say, no, fish and butter, that's one thing. Fish and milk, that's worse. It's all the same thing. Mazeh. What? The Mishnah says he could, exactly. So the Mishnah says it is okay. So how can they come up? They say, no, the Mishnah says there's no basa b'chalav, but it's dangerous, you shouldn't eat. It's not a joke. How can you say like that? The Mishnah says that grasshoppers with milk is mutter, and fish with milk is mutter. So how can they say against the Mishnah? When the Belzer broke off, the Belzer used to be originally part of the Eirach Haredes. So they're for Hashgoches and for Gittin and for everything, they rely, Chalitzes, everything. And then they decided to take millions of shkolim from the government to build their Beis HaMikdash there. They built this holy temple there, a gigantic shul. So the Eirach Haredes doesn't, not allowed to take money from the Medina. So they had to break off of the Eirach Haredes. So no more. So they had to make their own bezin, they had to give their own hashgoches, everything their own. So they had to explain why they had break off in the Eirach Haredes. So they started their own newspaper, Machaneh Haredi, is many years ago already. Many years already. So when it first came out, I still get it. I didn't ask them. They send me every week. There's many Machaneh Haredi. So they had to explain why they broke off. So they're not going to say because they want to take money from the Medina and cause money from the Eirach Haredi is not allowed. So they said, Rachman al-Azlan, the Eirach Haredi gives hashgachas on restaurants where they cook fish with milk. That's not gagging the din. You're not allowed to do that. So that's why they broke off. That's why they broke off. That's why they had to make their own hashgachas. Because fish and milk, you're not allowed to. It's a sakana. The fish with the flesh is the hajok. Mogen Avram says we don't know what the Gemara is talking about. So fish with milk are naizach. Mishnah says mutter. Fish with milk is mutter. No. Okay. Also, they don't eat fish with milk. Oh boy. Okay. But the Shach says that it's a tor sofer. Shach says that it's a mitzvah.
They take a
schnapps,
right? After eating the fish.
Yeah, no, the schnapps is a different story. Even if you're not having flesh there, schnapps is a different story. The Velt says because when Yonah was swallowed up by the fish, so he davened to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and his prayers were answered, and he got out. So we're afraid that the fish already learned the lesson. So we eat the fish, they're going to pray, they're going to get out. So we drink schnapps, and shikra is also his palo. So the fish can't daven. So he made it impossible for the fish to daven together. So that's where they say that's the reason why the minig is that you have schnapps after the fish, to make sure that the fish shouldn't daven to get out of the stomach. Yeah. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes. If you're in the middle of eating a meal, you said hamotzi at the beginning of the meal, so you don't have to say a bracha on the soup and on the vegetables and on the flesh and on the kugel. Everything is dvar maboy, machmas hasuda. They're all courses in the meal to fill you up. But if in the middle of the meal, the guy starts to eat ice cream in the middle. Ice cream has nothing to do with it. It's not for filling you up, not for nutrition. You got to say a bracha on the ice cream, but in the middle of the meal, you start drinking schnapps. Schnapps has nothing to do with the rest of the meal. So that's a machlokes. But if you ate fish as a course in the meal, and then the meaning is that after you have fish, you have to have some schnapps. So do you say, since you have to have schnapps after the fish, so the schnapps doesn't need its own bracha? The only time you say bracha on schnapps in the middle of the meal, if you didn't have fish. Or do you say, no, that's, you have schnapps after the fish. The fish is, of course, in the meal. The schnapps needs a bracha. So that's a machlokes that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes. If you drink schnapps after fish in the middle of the meal, and the fish didn't need a bracha, do you need a bracha on the schnapps? Whether the schnapps is called Dvar Maboy Machmas Hasuda? Well, no, has nothing to do with the rest of the meal. So the Mishnah has not only do you have a din deraisa, kol abos also levashel, that's a din deraisa, ve'imachai ve'yayf, all three, also lehalus and magvina ala shulchan. If you have two people, a husband and a wife, or friends, very friendly people, so I'm going to have fleshiks, he's going to have milchiks, and sometimes it was so friendly, I'll take a nibble of what he's eating, or he'll take a nibble of what I'm eating. If I'm eating in a restaurant, I don't know the other guy at all, I don't know who he is, I'm not going to nibble from his, he's not going to nibble from me, we're not friendly with each other. But if we're very friendly, and sometimes we'll nibble from each other, so you're not allowed to have two people eat on the same table, fleshiks and milchiks, asal halas and agvina ala shulchan, means the shulchan that they're eating. Unless you have a placemat, unless you have a hecker there. If you have a hecker, then there's no chashash. But if there's no hecker, then there's a chashash. chutz mepsar dogim v'chagovim. Fashteitzach. If you can mamish, you can cook it together. If you can cook the fish with the milk, so you can have it on the shulchan at the same time. Then the Mishnah concludes, Hanoida, what if a person takes a neder? Hanoida min abasa. He takes a neder, he's not going to eat flesh. So, benedarim haloicha halasha meriadim. Nedarim, to determine what's included in a neder, what's not included, doesn't necessarily depend on what the halacha says. It depends on lashon meriadim. Depends what lashon, what expression used, what language is spoken, and what the usage of the term is in the middle of nedarim. Every on 20, 30 blot, where the Mishnahis have, if the person said this, what's included, what's not included, he said that, and the Gemara works out all the details. So the Miri keeps on repeating at every Mishnah, that's Ba'osa Mokam Ba'osa Zman. Zman HaTanayim, when they spoke Hebrew, that's what it meant at that time. Doesn't necessarily mean that in Eretz Yisrael today, in modern Hebrew, all the words have a different meaning. It's not necessarily going to be the same. That's a Pella. The Shulchan Aruch quotes all those dinim from the Gemara. If it's Ba'osa Mokam Ba'osa Zman, how can the Shulchan Aruch quote it? Who says it's necessarily applicable in the days of the Rabbi Yosef Kara and Tzfas in the 1500s?
So nowadays when you say meat, you include fowl, basically.
I don't know what would be included. Probably would be included,
fowl, yeah.
Fleshix, when we say flesh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you would say, if you say in Hebrew, take a net and not eat fleshix, so by us fleshix means chicken also.
Oh, yeah.
If you say in English, and I can eat meat, you have to take a poll. What does the word meat mean in English? Does it include fowl or does not include fowl? I don't know. So the Mishnah has basar makam and basar zmanis. I know them and abasar. A person takes a net, he's not going to eat flesh. He says mirabasar. Doesn't say flesh. He says mirabasar. Mutab b'sar dog mechagovim. He's not allowed to eat chicken. Chicken is included in the nether. But he is permitted to eat dog mechagovim. Dog mechagovim for sure, not called basar. But the chicken is included in basar. So that's what the Gemara picks up on the Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah says it's forbidden to do bishul. It's forbidden to do bishul even on all kolabasar, even on chaya and even on oaf. So that's a dead giveaway that it's an isa deraisa, because the Mishnah says later if it would only be basar b'chol d'rabbanon, it's only asa b'achila, it would be muta b'bishul. So the Mishnah, the Gemara comments, ha'oif asa m'deraisa. According to the first line in the Mishnah, chicken and milk is an isa deraisa. Who sheet is that? Keman, the like Rebbe Akiva. The Mishnah is not like Rebbe Akiva. That's unusual, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Peivav, stam mishde Rebbe Meir and stam sifro is Rebbe Yudin and stam sifro is Rebbe Shimon. V'kuol aliba de Rebbe Akiva. Everybody, they're all students of Rebbe Akiva. Usually, all the Mishnayis follow Rebbe Akiva sheet. So this will be an exception to the rule. There are exceptions to the rule. So it's keman to look Rabbi Kiva. It's unusual. The Rabbi Kiva har mechayev yoyf enim and atar. According to him, it's only with the rabbanon. So it would be muta bebishul. It should only also bachila. Should be muta bebishul. Freg the gemara aim a sefer. But the last line in the Mishnah says, a person took a net and not to eat basa. What's included? What's not included? So behem mechayev yoyf are included and dog mechagovim not included. Freg the gemara aim a sefer. And neidim in abasar muta bebisad dog mechagovim ha'oyf osir is included in the neder. So the gemara says we know that's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the rabbanon, and that line in the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Asan le Rabbi Akiva. The last line already goes according to Rabbi Akiva. So it's astira. The first line is deloike Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that chicken is only the rabbanon. Chayana, if I only the rabbanon. So the first line of the Mishnah is the loike Rabbi Akiva. The last line is like Rabbi Akiva. What's the machloikis? Rabbi Akiva and the rabbanon regarding nidorim, bidadorim, ha'aloicha, ha'aloshim, and the other, what's included. So the shayla is, if a person takes a neder and he says an expression, and usually this thing is not included in that expression. This thing is not included in that expression. But with a stretch, it would be included. So do you say that's included in the nether? It's not included. Asana, Rabbi Kiva, the Omar, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is, Kol mili demim lechalei shaliach, if I would ask a shaliach to do something for me, let's say I have a whole room full of svarim. So I say, please pick up the svarim and put them in the bookcase. And then I have some English books there. So if he's speaking Hebrew, everything Hebrew. So svarim means all the books. Please put all the books. But I'm talking English, and I say one word svarim, so are the English books also included in Svarim? Or is the dictionary also included in Svarim? All it means Svarim, the holy books. I have a Hebrew book about chemistry and physics. biology. So it's also called Svarmana. So there's a machlokes of Akiva and the Rabbanan. If I would ask a shliach to do something for me, so if the shliach would ask me back, is this included or not? I ask him, please pick up all this and put it in the bookcase. So then he's going to ask me, should I pick up the flower pots also and put them in the bookcase? What do the flower pots have to do with the svarim? I didn't tell him to. I say, please put all the svarim over here, in this room. Then he asked me, should I put the flower pots? Should I put the chairs? He's not going to ask that. It has nothing to do. But if I ask, should I put the English books there too? So that's midi de mimlach alei shalich. If I would ask a shalich to do something, and then he'll ask me, is this included in what you said? So that's a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. So Rabbanan say, if the shliach has to ask, and he doesn't understand on his own, that it's obviously included, then it's not included. It's only included in the neder, b'loch b'nedorm, halach halach shemri adam, if the shliach knows on his own that it is included. Whatever he has to ask about is not included. Rabbi Kiva holds no. He wouldn't ask about the furniture. He's only asking, should I put the English books also? If there's a havamina that maybe yes, maybe no, then it is included. So that's like over here. A person asks a shliach, please go to the store and buy some basar. So is the guy going to have a minute to have a minute to buy vegetables? He has to go buy basar. But he'll ask, should I buy chicken? Chicken is a minute to milk. He's not going to ask, should I buy bananas? Should I buy crackers? He asks, buy basar. But he will ask, should I buy chicken? So that's a midi de mimlach alei. So that'll be a machloikus, Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. It won't be self-understood, obviously, that it is included. It won't be self-understood that it's not included. It's a midi de mimlach alei. The shliach will have to consult. Mimlach lehimolech, to ask Shaila. The Tanya, because we have a brisa in the dorm, the snan, it's a mishnah in the dorm. Anoidim and ayerek. A guy takes a neda from yirokas. A yirokas means green vegetables. Is he muta bedeluan or rasa bedeluan? Deluan are vegetables, but they're not green vegetables. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Tanakam hol is not included, because diluin is usually not included in yerek. Rabbi Kiva is amale Rabbi Kiva. How can it be included? V'haloi oimer adam l'shlucha kachli yerek. Please, I'll ask a shliach. Please go shopping, buy yerekes. V'hu oimer the shliach will come back and say they don't have any yerekes. Should I buy diluin? So you see that diluin is not included in yerekes. Amalahem, so Rabbi Kiva tells them, no, adarabba, kein adava, correct. Klum oimer la matzasi ela kitnis. Kittens for sure is not included in Yerek. It's a different thing. Since the shliach will come back and ask, I didn't find any Yerakish Rabbi Deluin, means that it's questionable. If it's questionable, if it's included, then it is included in Loshem Re'odim. So the same machlekes would apply over here. The last line in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah assumes that he's Asur Be'of, Asur Be'of, because Of is a midin the Mimel Chalei. So it comes out the last line in the Mishnah is Alibi Rabbi Kiva. The first line in the Mishnah is the Loka Rabbi Kiva. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Once in a while you have a Mishnah, the Loka Rabbi Kiva, even though Kulu Alibi Rabbi Kiva, now usually all the Mishnais and all the Toseftas and all the Sifreis and all the Sifros, everything is usually Alibi Rabbi Kiva. So sometimes you have an exception. But here you have a Stir Minei Bay. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Reisha Rabbanim Sefer Rabbi Kiva. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rebbe is the author, the editor of the Mishnah, he's not the author. The Mishnah is preceded Rebbe by many generations, but Rebbe was the editor of the Mishnah. Rebbe adopted two different positions. Bidah Dorm Sova La Kerav Akiva. He's back to the Dorm, he holds called Midah Dimil Machalei, is included in the Loshem Ran. Bibasa Bechol Sova La Kerav Bonon. He holds like the Chachamim that chicken and milk is an Issa Derais. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next one. The Chachamim made a takana that at the end of Kriyas HaTorah you have to learn Haf Torah. You have to learn something from the Novi, and the Novi always has to have something in Yonah D'Yoma. So usually in Yonah D'Yoma is something connected with the Parsha. Sometimes it has nothing to do with the Parsha. Let's say years ago when they had an Oifruf, when they had a Chosim. Chosim means not the Oifruf. And in the middle of Shiva Siman Mishnah. So Menabachosin, the Shiva Siman Mishnah, so they would always lay in Seisosis. The Ramah quotes that from the Rishonim. Kechosin nechayin perachakalot hadek keleh. They would always lay in Seisosis. Or when they appointed Rav Haigoin, I forgot already who, the father was Rav Shreirigoin, I think. When the father died, they appointed Rav Haigoin, or before he died, I forgot already. So they lay in the special haftarah, the opening parsha in Yoshua. And Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Yeshua took over. So Rav Shreri going died, Rav Haigoin took over. In Yonah Diyayma had nothing to do with the Kriyas HaTorah, Yonah Diyayma, because Rav Haigoin took over. Or a Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, when you have a Yontif, so the Haftarah has to do with the Yontif. It's Min Yonah Diyayma. But usually the Yonah Diyayma means something connected with the Parsha. So usually there are always some obvious connections between the Parsha and the Haftarah, and very often there's a hidden connection that's based on Midrashim. So it's inevitable when you look through the Midrashim on the Parsha. Rashi a lot of times quotes these Midrashim. You look through the Midrashim, there's always going to be a connection. So in Parsha's Vayishlach, Rashi quotes this Midrash. Rashi made it famous that when Yaakov Avinu sends the big matana to Esav, so Esav thanks him, he has to butter him up, he's afraid he still wants to kill him. So Esav says, maybe we'll go together. How does he say? Nisa v'neilecha v'elcha l'anadecha, we'll go together. So Yaakov Avinu says, it's going to take me forever, I'm going to slow you down. You go ahead, yabana adoni lefnei avdoi, and arasharav al adoni seira. I'll be there later. When did he go to Seira? So Rashi says, he wasn't telling a lie, he meant...
1,000 years later.
Lasi Lavoi is going to get there to judge and punish Esav. That's the concluding pasuk in the Haftarah. So that's the hidden connection between the Parsha and the Haftarah. The Gemara always talks about Esav. They were twins. Yaakov and Esav were twins. They were not at all identical twins. The pasuk says when their mother told him to get the brachas from Yitzchak, so he was afraid, the father's going to catch me right away. I have smooth skin and my brother has full of hair. They were very different. They were completely different. I have one daughter has two sets of twins. So one set of twins, identical twins. They're little kids in the third grade or something. So one day they decide, wise guy, they decide to fool the teacher and fool all the kids. So they switched yarmulkes and they sat in each other's chairs. And the teacher didn't know and the students didn't know. I don't know the difference. My daughter knows the difference between them. They know the difference between each other. But the teacher and the students didn't know the difference. Then she has another set of twins, totally different. One is tall, one is short, different interests, everything is totally different. So they were not identical twins at all. But historically, the Christians always claim that there's a Judeo-Christian tradition, that they're twin religions and everything goes hand in hand. So the Rama makes fun of this in his one of his famous letters, the Geras Hashmad. So he said, if you have to go to a wax museum, so let's say they have a wax statue of Clinton, and Clinton is going to stand next to this statue exactly the same. Exactly the same? No, but he's blinking his eyes. The statue is not blinking. And he's breathing. The statue is not breathing. And you touch him. He has blood circulation. He's warm. The statue is not warm. You can tell the difference between the real thing and the statue. So he says you're going to put Judaism next to Christianity. You can't tell that this is dead and this is alive. They're two totally different things. What do you mean? They're identical twins? They're not identical twins. They're totally different. One is Avodah Zarah. One is a true religion. That's why it's a bit of a joke. Years ago, the Cardinal of Paris, Lustiger, he was born a Jew. His parents were not religious. So during the war, they didn't want to have their son get killed, so they gave him over to Christians to hide him out. And then they brought him up as a Christian. Then he converted as a teenager. He converted to Christianity, worked his way up. He became the Cardinal of Paris. So once he was in New York, and he was wearing plain clothes, and he walked through the yeshiva, and he was very taken. How come he saw in the classrooms they have, in the same classroom where they taught mathematics in the afternoon, they have formula on the blackboards and everything, physics, or chemistry, whatever, and they were giving a shiur in the same building. How come by Zay he was bothered with Akasha? In Europe, whoever goes to university does want to go for theological studies. And over here we have mamash in the same school. You have a yeshiva with a university and saying, how can it be? How come by us there's no contradiction, by them there is? So the simple teretz is because the true religion was given by the Borei Olam, same one who created all the rules and regulations of chemistry, physics, and biology. There are no steerers. There are no contradictions between science and religion. You're talking about Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah, it doesn't correspond to anything. Avodah Zarah full of steerers. Lo Yesh Lema, who wants to take an oath of celibacy, Meshugadaf Mezayin. Vodyashlam, and some of them take an oath of poverty. Who wants to be poor? Who wants to be poor? Some of the Christian galochim have to take such an oath. So they couldn't believe it. So they said there must be some secret to our success, and they can't be told that the secret they hold is mamish twin religions. So how come by us there's no steering by Zemna? So he had this bug in his head. It must be that we have the Chavrusa system. That's why it works. So he said he went into Dr. Lim's office. This was years ago when they let anybody walk into the building. Now they can't walk into the building because we're afraid it can be a terrorist. That time we didn't have any guards in the building. You didn't have to show ID. So he went into Dr. Lim's office, and Bimikre, Dr. Lim worked his head off by Yoma Babayla raising money for the yeshiva. Bimikre, Dr. Lim was free for 10 minutes. He asked the secretary, can he speak to Dr. Lim? So she buzzes him in. Yeah, he speaks to Dr. Lim. He tells he's Cardinal Lustiger, and he thinks he'd like to bring a group of cardinals to the yeshiva. They want to study the Chavrusa system. What is he going to say? No. So he says, okay, come. So they came, they were studying the Chavrusa system. It didn't help. What they're going to introduce Chavrusa, it's not going to help. So every couple of years they come, they're trying to figure out, what do we have that they don't have? We have the true religion, that's what we have. Trying to figure out it's not going to help. The Chavrusa is not going to help. The Chazal have the tradition, we're going to get together with Esav, Olam HaShem HaTzim Shpot HaSar Esav, Losi Lov, Ani Yoy Madin, we're going to get. But we're not supposed to be close with Esav now. The Chazal always picture Esav as the twin, who's not the identical twin, totally different twins, the twin of Yaakov Avinu, who claims that we are a twin religion. The Chazal are not happy about the Jews working together with the Obdei Avodah Zorah on any level. These kind of things. Sometimes you have no prayer. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, look, to try to work on social problems, poverty and sicknesses, okay, that, yeah. But these kind of religious things. All of Mashim HaZeh is Pratzah Reis, Lossi Lover.
Meat and fish is not possible, right? Meat and fish.
Shulchan Aruch says it's sakana, and the Magen Avraham says he doesn't see what the sakana is.
So someone asked me if it's allowed to. I mean, I was raised that it's
not possible. So the Rebbe says we're still not so convinced that it's that.
It is ourselves. And he still says Amir Sakanta Miyisura.
Lunu. But a doctor who wants to eat, you can't tell a doctor he shouldn't eat meat fish. He knows that there's no sakana. If a doctor says no sakana, no sakana.
The cardinals, they came, they had a problem. They would get all these young theologians here from the beginning, and then they lost them all. So they came to the yeshiva. How come they start off and they go through
everybody
the whole
drops out.
They go through the whole smicha program for 4 years, and then they start off and they all leave.
You don't have to worry about that.
I'm sure that happens.
By 2 o'clock, everything's with us.
So they could have followed him if he was there.
I have not signed up.